Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Dav Kuf Chaf of Masechta Shabbos. The topics we will cover are, the Mishnah allows saving unlimited quantities of food from a fire, and the Gemara explains when you can only save 3 meals worth, and when you could save more food. The Mishnah says that anybody who helps you save food from the house can demand wages, and the Gemara discusses the monetary and Shabbos implications of this. The Mishnah then discusses how to prevent a fire from spreading, and potential methods of indirectly extinguishing a fire on Shabbos. The final discussion on the daf will attempt to clarify which Tanoim permit indirectly extinguishing a fire, and whether this relates to their opinions about indirectly erasing Hashem's name. Some of the key concepts we will see in today's daf include Schar Shabbos. It is usher to get paid for a job done on Shabbos if the wages have been determined from before Shabbos. Gram Kibbut. There is a Machlekes Tanoim whether one may indirectly cause a fire to be extinguished on Shabbos. Basis L'dav Ha'asa. Is something that supports a Muktzah object, and therefore becomes Muktzah itself. Psik Reishe. Although Reb Shimon holds, Dav Hashem Eskaven is Mutter, one may do a permissible act, which might result in an unintentional Malacha, he agrees if the Malacha that results from this action is inevitable, it's forbidden. Ruach Metzuyah is a common breeze, whereas Ruach She'en Metzuyah is an unusually strong wind. Lo Yisasun Kein L'Hashem L'Keichem. The Isser in the Torah to commit Mechikas Hashem, erasing Hashem's name, the way we are commanded to do Tavoy Dezar. Tefillah Bezman HaMitzvah. There is a machlekes whether one is required to go to the mikveh at his earliest opportunity to become tar.